So hello, everybody. My name is Russell Galanti. You want to come over here, Kawahi? And I'm here with my previous cohort. So I just graduated from the University of Hawaii with my master's degree. Thank you, sir. And Kawahi, you are still in your PhD candidacy, correct?
Yes.
So she's in the writing process right now. And we were asked, Haida Kobayashi, to come and talk about what it's like to be a graduate student, and hopefully this translates a little bit to what it's like to be an employee or a faculty member at the University of Hawaii. So basically, we're going to talk up University of Hawaii as best as possible in order to recruit more graduate students into the College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources in the specialty of Tropical Plant and Soil Sciences. So both of us are from the TPSS, Tropical Plant and Soil Sciences Department, under the CTAR umbrella. Now, CTAR has a number of other schools that you can also apply to, so plant defense, natural resource and environmental management, animal sciences, and the like, but we're focusing here on what it's like to live and work as a TPSS student or faculty member. So UH has all the same amenities and resources that your typical university in the U.S. would have. I think where we differ is in diversity in terms of the ecology. So we have 8 out of 13 of the climactic regions that are accepted. So if you can find some plant research on even alpine deserts, that can happen at UH if you go up Mauna Kea. And we are also diverse in terms of the plant material that you can work with. So we're one of the only universities that is within the tropics, allowing you to do tropical plant research along with temperate plant research. So this image is actually from our arboretum. That's Lion Arboretum. It's the arboretum associated with the University of Hawaii school system. But just a few years ago, 2 years ago, was it? The campus for UH actually became an accredited arboretum. We have trees like baobab trees, sausage trees. If you're a student there, you can practically eat just by picking the wildlife. So ASHS was held in Hawaii last year. So if you came to it, you know it was on the Big Island on the western side, not where the volcano is at. But Hawaii is a number of major chain islands. So there's 8 major islands, with UH Manoa's mothership being on Oahu, so in the city of Honolulu, tucked into the Manoa Valley. But you can do research, live, and work on pretty much any of these islands, minus the ones that are either private or uninhabited. So for myself, I lived on Big Island, and I worked at the Komohana Research and Extension Center while also being a student at UH Manoa. So living and working in Hawaii pretty much sells itself. These pictures tell that story. It's cut off a little bit. That shouldn't say Manalo Research Station. That should be Waimanalo Research Station on Oahu Island. So this is an idea of where you'd be doing your research or your teaching. I am teaching a class here on vegetable production. This is a lab in vegetable production at Waimanalo Research Station, nestled in the Ko'olau Mountain Range. And Waikea Research Station is where a lot of research on the Big Island occurs. You can see Mauna Kea in the background with the snow-capped mountain. So in terms of quality of life, I like to think UH is up there. So being in the tropics and having these different mountain ranges and different islands allows you to grow a wide variety of crop materials. So I focused on macadamia. You can ignore the food safety rules that I'm breaking there by standing on my crop. I also worked with papaya, with plant growth regulators, as well as coffee research and working in cacao. But if you're not interested in tropical crops, you can come work on corn, soybean, chickpeas, pretty much any temperate crop as well. We even have blueberry research, peach research, and olive research going on, as well as some of your cultural crops like taro and breadfruit. Because of the location and because of what it is, Hawaii is often the epicenter for conferences. So ASHS held their conference there last year. This is from a macadamia symposium where pretty much the worldwide growers for macadamia came to organize and talk. really, it's that everybody in the conference world is coming to you in Hawaii because it's one of these places where it's a destination, allowing for your students and faculty to have the opportunity for short distance travel to many conferences. UH is the only land grant, I have that right, the only land grant university in Hawaii, correct? So we have the mission of extension as well. If you're interested in extension work, either as a student or as an employee or faculty member, UH is pretty flush with those opportunities. And if you're an individual who's motivated, you pretty much have your job handed to you on a silver platter, because they're looking for motivated individuals who want to create programs, who want to create extension activities. And if you're the motivated type of person, you need to come to Hawaii because you pretty much have every opportunity there. So as a graduate student, sorry, this isn't for faculty or employees. As a graduate student, UH is one of the only universities that is a participant in the Trellis Fund program. So this is through UC Davis, and it's partially funded by USAID. Their Hort Innovation Lab at UC Davis is the actual organization that creates this. And they hook graduate students up, U.S. graduate students, with an international organization. So this is me. I just came back from Tanzania. I was doing a vegetable improvement program with a number of underserved Tanzanian villages. And as a UH graduate student, you're one of the only grad student organizations allowed to actually apply for this program. And almost every year, at least one or two UH students actually gets to what is awarded this. So I just want to highlight my cohort as well as my thesis committee in order to show you what some graduate students beyond me and beyond what Kauai is going to talk about and some faculty are doing. So this is Colin Hart. He's born and raised on the Big Island. He's grown cacao his whole life. Instead of working on cultural management, this young man is working on post-harvest types of work. So he's focusing on drying and fermenting protocols and their effects on the physical and chemical properties of beans, but not just that, the organoleptics. So half of his research is just tasting chocolate and having other individuals taste chocolate. So you can work on some pretty fun projects if you come to UH. And so I wanted to talk about my advisor, Dr. Alyssa Cho, now my supervisor, as well as my previous thesis committee, Dr. Amjad Ahmad, as well as Dr. Theodore Radovich. So this isn't really an expression of what everybody's working on. You can pretty much work on any sort of research. You can see, because I was working on sustainable cropping systems, my thesis committee pretty much reflects that. So these individuals are all focusing on sustainable crop production, with Dr. Cho focusing on fruit and nut research. So if you're interested in working in fruit and nut research, she has possibly some openings available. Dr. Ahmad focuses on alternative fertilizers as well as biochar and nutrient management. And Dr. Radovich focuses on improving yield and quality through ecological farming practices. So you can reach out to any of these individuals or to me. At the end, I will have some contact information to talk about whether or not they have funding availability for graduate students or if they're looking for postdoctoral candidates. And I'm going to turn this over to Kauai.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So I kind of get the fun part, I'll tell you about the fun stuff that we do. But just to kind of echo and follow along with what Russell was saying, it doesn't matter what field you come from, because there's always something for you folks to do back at our university. We do try our best to match you and your interests with any of the faculty that have similar backgrounds. So as I explained to certain other people at the career fair yesterday, it doesn't matter what the crop is. We have faculty that are talented enough to just kind of help you come up with a solid research plan. And even if they're not familiar with your crop, they still have the methodology to help you. So, I mean, you can, if you want to work in a lab setting, like we have some students working on soils, analyzing soils, doing tissue culture. If you want to work in a lab, I do molecular work, so if you want to work in a lab, we have lab settings for you to work in. If you want to work in a greenhouse, we have a couple of students doing work breeding orchids in greenhouses and also growing different types of chrysanthemums in the greenhouse. There used to be a couple of people doing some work, really cool work with like cacao and different relatives of papaya for breeding work. So there's work for you in the greenhouse. And of course, like for a brief moment in time at the beginning of my PhD, I was dabbling in breeding of plumerias. So that's out in the field. We have a whole bunch of graduate students doing all kinds of fabulous work in the field. They also collaborate with different growers or different organizations to help improve their crops. So there's a whole bunch of cool opportunities for you to work one-on-one with growers or other scientists from other universities to collaborate. One thing I really do want to stress, though, is don't be afraid to contact people, like email them, email the faculty. One critical thing you need to ask them is if they have enough grant money to support a graduate student, so like a graduate assistantship, because with that graduate assistantship comes a tuition waiver, so you don't have to stress too much on paying for tuition if you get an assistantship. And there are some... And we also have teaching assistant opportunities too. That falls under graduate assistantships. That's right. That's how I paid my way through graduate school most of the time. And so here's just a little kind of peek about who we are as like a graduate student organization. We're a pretty closely knit family, or Ohana as we say. We do a lot of things together, and we're very welcoming. It's not just, you know, we're not an exclusive group. We take in anybody. People from like the plant pathology department, we take them in and have them come. We grow plants together, so we focus a lot on hands-on opportunities and professional development. So for the last year, we've been trying to grow our own plants, like herbs and succulents. And after we get all that hands-on practice, we turn around and sell those as fundraisers to fund different trips or to put on different functions. Like, we usually have like an annual Christmas and Thanksgiving potluck. All the funds that we fundraise for, or the funds that we get from those fundraisers, we put towards that. So just to help kind of build communities. And it's not even just for the horticulture department. We open it up to all our colleges departments. And so one of the big fundraisers that we have was growing our own poinsettias, and it's been really successful. I mean, we're not at the level of University of Florida, but we do pretty good, and that actually helped us to fundraise for about 10 of us to travel to the ASHS conference last year, so that we were able to partially fund our hotel accommodations in addition to a couple of meals. So we work together and we have fun together. And as you can see on that bottom picture, that bottom right and on the right sides, you know, we're not just all super serious. When it's time to conference, it's time to conference. But when it's time to play outside of conference, we play too. And so if you folks have any more questions, you can visit the TPSS or Tropical Plant and Soil Sciences website, or you can talk to me or Russell. Maybe Ken Leonhardt if he's here, but we also have Dr. Kobayashi as a very valuable resource too. So we're open to any questions you have.